We've got plenty of moisture. It looks like the 10, 15-day forecast, these nighttime temperatures are finally going to warm up a little bit. So I think this week we'll see a lot of guys jumping in there and start rolling.
Obviously, there's a lot of things peanut growers are watching, not only what's happening across the world with exports and what's happening price-wise, but here at home, the Farm Bill. And if things go as it looks right now, peanut program should do pretty well in the Farm Bill.
Right now, we're content. All we've seen thus far is some House language. We've not seen anything on the Senate side, but looks like we could have a vote in the House sometime in May. And right now, like I say, we stand in a good spot on that. So we get that House vote behind us and move on to the Senate and see something, you know, language-wise that they have. And, you know, hopefully by the end of the year, we have a new bill and things, for the most part, stay as they are now.
You know, we take a look at the entire world. Obviously, it is something that they're growing for nowadays, and have to remember that, too, when it comes to export.
Absolutely, and there's a couple of things happening right now in the international markets, particularly a story with Argentina. You know, they've had a big drought, and there's potential there for that to play in our favor in terms of exports and, you know, hopefully get rid of some of this crop we had coming off of 2017. And, you know, I know prices are low right now, and a lot of folks are wondering where we may go with that. But if a few things fall into place, you know, before the year is over, we could see some improvements. We'll just have to wait and see how things fall.